My home. If you have your Bible, turn tonight, real familiar scripture, it's Mark chapter 4, and I'll ask you all to stand, if you would, in reference to reading of God's Word. I want to begin a reading here in verse number 35, real familiar scripture. And it said, in the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over into the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him, saying unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be here tonight. I thank you, Lord, for letting me stand behind this podium. And I pray, Lord, as I try to preach tonight, Lord, you'd give me the liberty, Lord, and the strength to do it. And it ain't about me. It never will be, Lord. It's all about you. And I thank you for what you've called me to do. And, Lord, you've opened my door so many times for me to get to come and preach your word and brag on you. That's what it's all about, just giving you honor, praise, glory. Because, Lord, you're worthy of it. I'm worthy of nothing, Lord. I'm just an old junkyard dog that you seem fit to save one day, and I thank you for that. Now, I pray, Lord, that I might say something that bless the people. I pray, Lord, you'd touch them, Lord, and help them. But I pray most of all, if there be one in here tonight, Lord, that's never been saved, I hope they'll listen to what I've got to preach tonight, Lord, because it's nearing the end. I believe it's just not long before you come back. And you come back and step out on the clouds, Lord, and come and get us and take us home to be with you. Now, just touch us, Lord, tonight. And just help us, Lord, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're watching by Facebook or Internet tonight, I want to welcome you to take part in our service. Thank you for tuning in. And this is a real familiar story, and I read this. I'm not going to preach on this. I just read this scripture to get to the verse where I need to go, where I'm going to preach tonight. But this is a good story. And, you know, it amazes me of what kind of God we really serve. I mean, you think about it, them disciples was on the boat there, and it was full, and they said, we're going to die, every one of us. But they didn't know who was in the back part of the ship. The anchor was back in the part of the ship in the bed. That ship wouldn't have went down for nothing, because he's the anchor. And let me say this. If you'll put Jesus first in your life, he'll anchor you down. He'll put you where you need to be, amen? But I want to preach tonight on this thought. It's a thought that every Christian dreams about. And it's a thought that the lost man needs to really stop and think about. Amen? And this, I want to get my text tonight and my sermon out of verse 35 here where it says, let us pass over into the other side. I want to preach God being my helper for a few minutes on this thought. Crossing over to the other side. Amen? I look forward to that. And, you know, I thought about down here, we're living in a world that we're on this side of earth, and we live every day the best we can, and even though that we do our best, we're going to have troubles, trials, tribulations. There's no way out of it. God didn't promise us a bed of roses, and it ain't going to be like that. But I'm glad that on this side of the earth, I can serve him and do the best I can to lift him up. And I hope people will see that in me, as I, no matter where I'm at on the job, church, wherever I may be, I pray that people will see that I love the Lord. Amen. And no matter where you're at, I don't care where you're at, somebody's watching you. I mean, I don't care, you know. You could be in the Sahara Desert and you say, well, I'm out here by myself. No, you're not. God's always with you. He said he'd never leave you or never forsake you. And then I thought about this right here. It says, you know, I thought about when we get to this world, and our time does come for us to leave here. The Bible says it's once appointed for a man to die, then comes the judgment. We're all going to stand before God one day and give an account of how we've lived, what we've done, every word we've said. We're not going to get out of that. There's no way. And the good part about serving the Lord is if you're saved, he writes your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when you stand there before him, and if your name's in that book, you ain't got a thing to worry about. You're going home to be with him forever and ever and ever. And I look forward to spending eternity in heaven. And I wrote this down right here that going over to the other side, the good side is what I call it. That's what I call heaven, the good side. We're living right now, folks, in the land of the dead. But when we get to heaven, we're going to be in the land of the living. Amen. I thank God for that tonight. I think that my problems will be over one day over there, and we won't have to worry about nothing. And then heaven's just going to be a little sweeter. I like life down here. Don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But, you know, when we get to heaven, boys, it's going to be a whole lot sweeter. Amen. We won't have no cancer, no kind of diseases. We won't have to worry about problems and things that takes place in our lives down here that we're living in now, because it'll all be grand, because the Bible tells me that when we get there, we're going to be like him. Right. And I thought about this story I just read here about him, you know, where he got up and he said, "Peace be still." Three words. And that storm just calmed, and I believe every bit of that water just went straight out of the boat. I don't know how, but God can just, you know, he just spoke and made the whole world in 6 days. Just spoke it, and there it was into existence. That's the kind of God we serve today. Amen? And we need to put our faith in him. And it goes on here. Like I said, we're going to have troubles and trials and tribulations until we take our last breath. And Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen? And I don't know about you, but as a human being and as a Christian, I'm looking forward to just taking my last breath and going to be of the Lord. You know, it's going to be good when I can see him face to face, the one I've served these years, and I just thank him for everything he does. But I wrote this down right here. I said, but on the other side, my, look what waits for the Christians. Look what's waiting on us when we get home. I thought about this. You know, the gates of pearl and the walls of jasper and streets of gold, all that'll be good. But that ain't going to be nothing compared to when we see Jesus. Amen. He's the main attraction in heaven. He's the main one I want to go see, Brother Jim. I mean, to look upon his face. They say that city's four square. I don't know how big it is. I don't know how big a table they got up there, Brother Bobby. It's bound to be large because all the saints of God's done gone on now. And then, you know, us down here, we've got a seat reserved for, or, you know, when we get to heaven. But I look forward to crossing over to the other side. Get out of this old wicked world. And I want to go on right here, and it said here, I wrote this down, and I said, we'll get to be with our loved ones that's gone on. You know, I look forward to seeing my mom again. This coming, not today, but next Wednesday would be her birthday. And my mom's been gone for 18 years. Long time. It don't seem that long. It just don't. I was holding her hand when she took her last breath. Watched her go into glory. I sung Amazing Grace in her ears. And I said, Mama, just go on, be of the Lord. I'll see you after a while. Amen. Amen. But I look forward to that. And when we get there, you know, we wrote down this right here, that, you know, to get there, we're going to have to die. And one or two things is going to take place. We're either going to leave here by death or the rapture. One of the two. And I don't know which way mine will be. I don't really know. I mean, it'd be good to go to the rapture, but if the Lord's got that, you know, prepared for me, that's fine. But if I have to go to the grave, that's fine. Because I believe, you know, when you take your last breath here, you go straight to where you're going to spend eternity. Amen. So, you know, but death's not, the hard thing about death, folks, I'm just going to tell you, the hard thing about death is your loved ones that's left behind. They don't want to see you go because they love you. Right. Amen. But if a man is saved, and I went up and seen my sister, she's bedfast, she can't even get out of the bed Sunday after we had the decoration up at White's Memorial. I went and stayed with her for almost an hour, and I talked to her, and we was talking about heaven. And that's really what got me on this subject tonight. And I said, sis, I said, if it's God's will, he can heal you down here. I said, he is a miracle doctor. And I said, if it's his will, he'll heal you down here. If he don't, he'll heal you when you get to heaven. And I thought about her, and she can't even walk. And if I get to a point where I can't take care of myself, I don't want to be a burden to nobody. I'd rather the Lord just take me out of here and go on home to be with him. But listen to what Paul writes here about death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Amen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Now, that's how fast we're going to get there. Just like that, just about 2 seconds. We're going to be home. You think an airplane goes pretty fast? That ain't going to be nothing compared to when we go take our breath and go home to be with the Lord. In a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be there. We won't have to worry about it. And I look forward to seeing all that stuff up there. And most important, I look forward to this. It says there's a tree up there that's got 12 manners of fruit on it, on each side of the Jordan River. And I look forward to when me and the Lord, he can take my hand. Amen. Maybe I get up there and reach you my apple, say, here, Lord. Maybe I get me a big old juicy banana or a pear. And we go down there and we put our feet in the River Jordan. We just sit and relax a little while, fellowship a little while. You know, what's the matter of this world today? We're in too big a hurry. We need to slow down and just enjoy the Lord. I never will forget it, Brother Luther, as he used to say. He said, well, just need to get on with it. We need to worship him. Because when we get to heaven, it ain't going to be nothing but just shouting and praising around the throne and praising God. That's all it's going to be, folks. And we might as well just get warmed up down here. It's kind of like a good band. You got to get warmed up, you know, and just go ahead and praise him while we're here and have a lot of practice when we get there. I like that part. I like that knowing I'm going to be around the throne, sitting there, worshiping him. And I want to do my best that when I get there and I take my crown, that it's full of jewels and I can bow down at his feet. Say, Lord, this belongs to you. It don't belong to me. It belongs to you. And the next verse it says here, in a moment of twinkling an eye, that the last truth, a trumpet shall sound, and instead the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and the mortal shall have put on immortality, there shall be brought by peace the saying is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Did you hear that? Victory. Hallelujah. Amen. I like that word victory. You know that song we sing here about victory in Jesus. There ain't nothing no better than having victory in Jesus. I'm a winner either way if I've got him. Amen. I like that song. But they sing that song victory in Jesus and they get that part there where he plunged me. I always sing he punched me. He had to punch me to wake me up one day, Brother Adam. I was on my way to hell, but he got my attention. He punched me. He said, son, you need a Savior. And I tell you what, the night I got saved, I never will forget it. I think Sister Robin has played about 2 notes on the piano. I was under so much conviction, I ran to the altar, and I couldn't stand it. And I tell you, when the Lord gets to dealing with you, and you're under conviction, you'll do 2 things. You'll either get this altar, or you'll hit the back door out there. That's what will take place. You can't stand it. Because you're going to have to do something. But the next verse it says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? You know, it don't take a man long, depending on what you got. If you get cancer, you may live a year, 6 months, or whatever the doctor gives you, whatever. But you know what? That doctor, he don't really know. The Lord's got the final say-so, folks. He's the one that makes the decision. He puts you here, and he'll take you out of here. Amen. He knows every hair on your head, because I ain't got much. But I'm just glad that's the kind of God we serve. And it says, death, where's your sting? I mean, when I watched my mama leave here, it blessed me, Brother Adam. I didn't want to leave her or let her go. But when she was laying there suffering so bad, couldn't even open her eyes or just, she was eat up with cancer. And she just went home. She crossed over. She's with the Lord now. in a glorified body. And it said we'll be like him. And you know, I got out and mowed my yard this morning, and he said, "Peace be still, herb," and that all that stuff stopped, the waves and the wind. I'd give anything if I just said, "Yard, get mowed," and I didn't have to do it. Amen. But it don't work that way. But one day I can say that, and it might happen, because when I get there, I'm going to be like him. I'm going to have a glorified body just like him. And it goes on here and it says, "For the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is in the deer." In verse 57, "But thanks be to God, which strengthened us in the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We could never thank him enough, folks. Never. I could give my checks to the church every week and come here and do everything I could for the church. And I'd get my rewards when I get to heaven. But I couldn't ever thank him enough for what he's done for us, me and my family. Me and my wife, we'll soon be together 38 years. And I've never went hungry. I've got a roof over my head. I mean, I'm blessed. You know, some people, I've heard them talk about winning the lottery. Well, you're looking at one old boy up here that'll never win it, because I've never bought a ticket and I don't plan on it. I'm already a millionaire. I'm saved on my way to heaven. And then this last verse, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Like I said, when you work for the Lord, you'll get your rewards when you get to heaven. Amen. And I'm going to go on here. And I thought about this. I'm going to trade in my home where I'm living now, and I'm going to get me a mansion. And it's paid in full. There ain't no payments or rent payments or mortgage payments in heaven. And I've been in some beautiful buildings in my life, and one of them, I guess some of y'all may have been, is a Biltmore house at Asheville. That's beautiful. But I tell you what, compared to heaven and our mansion, it ain't going to be nothing. And you say, "Preacher, how do you know that?" Because God made us a promise. In John chapter 14, real familiar, listen, it says, let not your heart be troubled. Do you believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you so. It said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you where myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Listen to this. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And I got the title of my message is "Crossing Over to the Other Side." Well, let me say this. There ain't but one way you're going to cross over, and that's through the blood of Jesus. You're going to have to go through the blood and be saved and ask God to forgive you. And let me say this. I don't care what you've done in this life, no matter what it is. Moses was a murderer. Look at him. Look how the Lord used him. Amen. If you'll just give your life to the heart, to the Lord, he'll use you. Amen. If you told me I was going to be preaching, I'd said, "You're crazy." But I couldn't get out of it. Amen. I was a deacon, and I really enjoyed that. I loved doing that, calling people and talking to them, telling them I'm praying for them, which I was, and, you know, and ask them if they need anything or if I could help them. And that's good. But when you stand up here, it's a totally different thing. It's not easy, because you're going to have to give an account for everything you say. And that's why I try to stay in this Bible. I don't try to chase no rabbits, or I want to preach the Word of God the way it's meant to be. But, you know, I heard Brother David Ring, and I'll share this with you. I was watching the Facebook other night, and he come on there with Brother Bill Gaither and all of them, and he was singing that, that song, what's the title of it? "What a Day It'll Be." And you already heard him trying to sing that. Now, David's got a disability. And he was singing that, and he was talking about his parents in heaven, said he had property in heaven. If you've got a loved one who's gone on to be of the Lord, you've got property in heaven. Amen. And he said that the Lord was a-cooking on him, still a-cooking on him. Said the Lord wasn't done with him, amen? And that's the way of all of us. He's not done with us. We're here for a reason. We're here to uplift the name of the Lord. Try to win souls to the Lord. It ain't God's will people go to hell. They make that own choice. Amen. And that's not God's will. He wants to see everybody there. I do too. I'd like to see everybody I come in contact in heaven. But the devil's out there like a roaring lion, and he's going to do his job, and that's deceive people. But it goes on here that I wrote this down, and it said, when we get to that mansion, I wonder if we're going to use it. I've always thought about this. I wonder if we're ever going to use that mansion. Because it says there are no night there. It says he's the light of the city. And we're going to be around the throne. Now, this old body, I can get on with it sometimes. But I can't last very long and run out of breath. And I can shout and praise, run a lap, maybe one or two laps, and I'm wore out. But when we get that glorified body, buddy, you talk about a time we're going to have. We're going to be there just to praising him. Holy, holy, holy. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Because he's worthy. He is worthy. You think about when he went and he paid your sin debt. And you know what? Every one of us could have been crucified. It wouldn't have meant a thing. Because we got blood in our bodies that's full of sin. We don't mean to sin, but we do. And as long as we're in this body, we're going to be sinners, no matter what. And we just got to strive to do our best. Make the best of what the Lord has given us. And be a light shining for somebody in a lost and dying world. Amen. But anyway, he went on and he said, the Lord's still kicking on me. And he said, he's got me in the oven, Brother Adam. And this right here blessed me to death. He said, one of these days the Lord's going to come and pull me out of that oven. And he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. And that's what I want him to tell me. I don't know about you, but I'm sure it's what he wants to tell you. Amen. Well done. I want him to be pleased with me. Because, Lord, I can't even describe in words how I feel about him. Because every time I talk about him, I get tore up. I just think about him going up to Calvary. You think about this. He took a beating that nobody else could take. A normal man, it would have killed him. I mean, they took a cat of nine tails, beat him to death, and even had to carry his cross so far up to Calvary before they said, you carry his cross, told Simon to carry it the rest of the way. I don't see how he done it. But I know this. I wonder how many steps it was to Calvary. But every one he took, he is saying, I'm doing this for you. I love you. I love you. Every step. And he died for everybody. I'm not saying just one or two, for everybody, the whole world. No matter what color of skin you are or whatever, he died for everybody. Amen. And the last time I checked, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. Amen. There's no big eyes or little you. We're all the same in his eyes. And I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. That's what we are if we're saved. We're all brothers and sisters, whether we realize it or not. And we need to love one another and be there and pray for one another and lift each other up. But it goes on here. I wrote this down, and I'm glad whenever I cross to the other side that I'll be on the winning side. I like that song. I'm on the winning side, amen. You know, years ago, there's a time in my life that I didn't think nothing about me. I'd put myself down, and I'd say, I ain't worthy of nothing. But you know what? In God's eyes, I'm his child. You are too. Every one of you. If you're saved, you're his children. Amen. And it goes on, and I wrote down this right here. Whether you're going to spend eternity in heaven or hell, it's your choice. They ain't nobody going to make you make that decision. That's a one-on-one personal relationship with you and Jesus Christ himself. You have to make that decision. I remember when the Lord was dealing with me, my heart was just going, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. I mean, I couldn't stand it. And I knew I was headed for hell. And I knowed I needed a Savior. But because of him, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. No matter what comes my way, I can face tomorrow. Amen. Because I know who holds the future. And I like that second verse in that song. It says, went across the river. Amen. I'll get to cross that river one day. Over in Revelation, it says it's a crystal clear. I've never seen nothing like that, brother. Every river you go to here is polluted. People throw their trash in it, and they're fishing and junk. But a crystal clear that you can see yourself in. Amen. I look forward to that. And then I thought about this right here. It says, we're all going to pull out of here one day. And we are. When the Lord calls our number, we're going to pull out. And we're going over to the other side, Brother Adam. And I thought about the disciples in this ship. I believe with all my heart that they made it to the other side, wherever they was headed. And they made it. And I hope I don't run nobody off, but I've got to do this because the Lord told me to. But I'm going to sing about a ship that I'm going to get on one day. And it's going to cross over to the other side. And I'm going to be there on it. Listen to this. I was standing on the banks of the river, looking out over life's troubled sea, when I saw an old ship that was sailing. Is that the old ship of Zion I see? Its hull was bent and battered. From the storms of life I could see. Waves were rough, but that old ship kept sailing, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. At the stern of the ship was my captain. I could hear as he called out my name. Oh, get on board. It's the old ship of Zion. It may never pass this way again. And as I step on board, I'll be leaving all my troubles and trials behind. Oh, I'll be safe with Jesus, my captain, sailing out on the old ship of Zion. I'm going to pull into the harbor one day. I'm going to step in the eastern gate, and I'm going to hit the streets of running. Amen. Praise God. I thank him for that, Thomas. I just thank him for all he does. But what a day that truly will be. But folks, I can't leave here. I've talked this whole time about crossing over to the other side. But I can't leave here without talking about. I've talked about the good side, which is heaven. I got to talk about the bad side. Listen, sinner friend, if you're watching Facebook or sitting here in this congregation, think about it. Life's short. If you live to be 100, it's not even a drop in the bucket compared to eternity. And there's a place called hell. It's the bad side. And it's real. This Bible talks about it. And it's a serious thing. It's nothing to laugh about or, you know, carry on about it. It's a real thing. Yes, sir. And if you're not saved tonight, that's your home. I hate to tell you that. Your good deeds ain't going to get you in. I don't care how good you are or what you've done. You must be born again. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus over in the book of John, chapter number 3. He said, you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And I remember the day, it was October 13th, 1996, when I come down the aisle at the old church we was in here, been here ever since. Church, I love you, every one of you. And I'm going to say this, if I've ever done anything wrong to anybody in here, please forgive me. I don't want to have no grudges or burden against nobody. It's just not my nature. Because I want to make sure things is right between me and the Lord when I step out on the pearly gate. I don't want to have no grudges or offense against nobody. And that's why it's good to make things right while you're here. Because you never know. The McKinney family, Hugh McKinney, I don't know if some of you know them or not, they went to Berry Chapel Church. They wrote a song called Here Today and Gone Tomorrow. He had two sons. One's James, and I forget the other one. But James, his oldest boy, got killed in a car wreck. I think that was on a Monday, right after a church service on Sunday. You never know. We just don't. But that's the only way you're going to cross over to the good side. Don't let the devil defeat you. One of these days, folks, and I like this part, I'm coming back with the Lord on a white horse in the Battle of Armageddon. And brother, we're going to grab that devil by the seat of the britches. And we're going to throw him into the fire, the pit where he belongs. And we ain't going to have to worry about him no more. Amen. He's going to get what he deserves. The Bible says you reap what you sow. So he's going to get what he deserves. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful I get to take a part in that. Just to grab him somewhere, I don't care where it's at. Just shoo. And there he goes, and that's the end of that. We won't have to fool with him. We won't have to worry about him. Because I'll tell you what, this world we're living in, folks, it's a mess. And it ain't going to get no better until the Lord comes. I'm just going to tell you. That's what I believe. But we need to really pray and seek God's face as Christians. You know, if there ever was a time for revival, it's now. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We need to get in there and worship the Lord, because like I said, I don't think that it ain't long till he comes. The Bible says over in Matthew 25, it says, no man knoweth when the Son of God cometh. Amen. He's just going to say, son, it's time to go get my bride, and we're going home. We're going to pull out of here, get on that old ship of Zion, and we're going to pull in the harbor. And, you know, I look forward when I hear that trumpet. And Gabriel steps out on the clouds and blows the trumpet, and here comes the Lord. You know, I was standing there in the yard today and get mowing the yard, and I looked up and I said, Lord, when you coming? I'm ready. And there's times I like to go up here. I come before I even come to church tonight. I like to go up here in the woods at this cross. Just spend time with God. Just me and him. You look around up there, that's God's coloring book. That's what I call it. Trees and the leaves and everything. It's beautiful up there. The rocks around the bottom of the cross where people's names on it to pray for people that needs help. Ain't nothing no sweeter. I love the cross. Amen. But I love the man that died on it more. Amen. Amen. If it wasn't for that, there'd be no hope for us today. He said right here, he said in these things right here, and I'll say this and I'll be done. Jesus said in this scripture that in verse 41, he says, what manner of man is this that the wind and the sea obey? I want to tell you, if I can do it, what manner of man Jesus is to me. He's my Father. He's my Savior. He's the one that takes care of me, Brother Zeth. There's times I could have got killed a long time ago, even at work when I got hit with that forklift. He could have killed me. If he'd hit me in the head, he'd kill me just like that. Them things are heavy. But here I stand. My hips is healed up. I thank the Lord for that. And what manner of man is he to me? He's the one that died on the cross so that I can cross over to the other side. Yes, it's because of him that I've got hope today. Amen. And I'm going to tell the devil something. I don't care what he tells me. His time's coming. Amen.
Amen.
And I love the Lord and I'm saved. And I thank God and I'm not ashamed to stand up here and tell you. Amen. But make sure in your life, if you don't get nothing else I've tried to preach, make sure that you know when you cross over, you're going to the good side. Amen. Let's stand. Zeth, you come piano, please, and just play something. I don't normally give an invitation. I hardly ever do when I preach different churches. And it's good to preach anywhere. But when you're in your home church, it's a blessing. And I appreciate Brother Darren asking me to come preach tonight. I hope I said something might touch your heart. But listen, every eye closed. I just want to give an invitation for a few minutes. Are you saved? Do you know if you left this world tonight, would you wake up in heaven? Do you know that beyond a shadow of a doubt? If you don't, there's an altar down here. That's what it's for. You can come give your life to the Lord. We never know what tomorrow may hold. We just got to be ready, be prepared to cross over. Anybody, I'm not going to tarry alone.